आई थिंक वॉट वी ऑल स्ट्रगल विथ इज डिजिटल डिजिटल प्रेजेंस. सब जोर शोर में शुरू तो कर देते हैं पर फिर उसको मेंटेन करने में दम निकल जाता है. आई डोंट नो हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू ऑल अग्री विद इट. हु गोज थ्रू द थिंग इज लाइक आज क्या पोस्ट करें, कैसे इसको सस्टेन करें. रोहिणी आई सी यू लाफिंग, कम ऑन से यस. ओके आई सी मनालीज हैंड गो अप. आई एम गोना रेज माइन. कम ऑन गाइस बी ऑनेस्ट. इट्स टफ. It's tough to keep that engagement going in day out. Of course, we have the professionals who are not raising their hands. But Shan, want to hear it from you. So the first question that comes to you is, one is building a community. What are the steps to doing that? And the second one is keeping it consistent. How are you keeping it exciting?
So it's very tough, first, to be consistent. And I don't know how anyone does it, because with kids, with a family, you know, events are dime a dozen, brands are dime a dozen. I don't know how anyone does it. But for me, I think the one thing that, if you ask me, building a community and getting consistent with content were two different things for me. But let me start with consistent with content, getting a team, getting a good team on board and pre-planning. For me, that's one thing. Initially, right in the first 1 year, I was obsessing. I wanted to post about anything. I wanted to post about everything. I was like, so-and-so is doing this, let's do this. You know, this one's doing this, let's do this. This is trending, let's do this. It doesn't work. I've realized you have to do you and you have to have your own voice, and that's what matters. In terms of building a community, I'm very fortunate, touchwood, that I am able to build a community which is of entrepreneurs, people that are like-minded. And I think that came from offline. Truly, that's come from offline and from events. I would say, as much as you're online, have the offline presence, because that's what works, if that makes sense.
And how do you keep it thriving? Like, how do you just keep doing things week after week, month after month? Like, I know you plan your calendar way in advance. How do you manage to keep that community buzzing?
I think, I'll be very honest, Mansi, you know this, we've chatted about this a lot. I think involvement from me itself. Like, initially I gave up so many hours of sleep, I was just at work all the time trying to build this. You know, your human presence and physical presence and chatting with your community, growing the community yourself, makes all the difference. A lot of people do it for the first 2 to 6 months and then they're like, okay, my job's done, you know, I'll get a community manager, I'll get my team to do it. Doesn't work. And second thing is, like I said, consistency would be the word for me. And you know, not following trends, but growing with times change, the algorithm changes, what trending changes, but don't just follow it blindly. You do you and find your voice. That's what I would say.
Right. Talking of consistency, we have someone who's been doing this for 20 long years. Yes. Bhavna, I have a question. How do you even think of starting First Impressions?
So this is a question I've answered maybe a bazillion times, but let me tell you, it gives me ample joy to say the story all over again. Because I just feel that in some way, if my story inspires anybody, then it's all going to be worth it. I mean, 2 decades ago, I was pregnant. I was 5 months pregnant. And that's really a time when everybody advises you, you know, that, you know, you need to take a little time off work, put your feet up, and, you know, the baby is going to come. You're going to be actually, you know, engulfed with the child and first time mom and things like that. But I think I actually looked at this whole thing very differently. I actually believed and convinced myself that I'm going to give birth to twins. So when you have twins, you do not love one child more than the other. You do not give one child more attention than you give the other. So a simple analogy worked for me, that I was going to have twins, there was going to be Tia, and there was going to be First Impression. So I think both of them, you know, complemented each other, because at a time when, you know, the firstborn was driving you with, you know, sleepless nights and things like that, you took amazing solace and happiness in the work that you went to. And some days when you were really tired at work because it was an entrepreneurship, you had the huge burden of actually launching a new brand, you came home to a smiling baby. So I think both of them really, really helped me. And yes, it's been 20 years, 2 decades I complete this year. And I don't think I could be happier or have chosen a better business than this.
That's incredible. That's really a great story, because I you said you have twins. I always believe I have three kids as well. That's the story I tell myself, so there's no guilt. Bhavna, I cannot ever let you go off a panel without asking you, how do you get all the celebrities on your page? And is there Shah Rukh Khan in the line?
So, to be very honest with you, I have never ever met anybody with the shroud that they are a celebrity. They have always called me as a parent. In fact, it's quite funny. I've actually landed up at their home and then realized, oh, this person is this. Because the mother has probably so humbly called me saying, you know, my name is so and so. And sometimes they don't even mention their surname. So you've not even related to the fact that this person is a big celebrity or whatever. So that way, I guess, you know, people meet us very off guard.
She's not spilling the beans. She's not.
No. It's nothing like
Come
that.
Come on, do it, Bhavna. Do it.
No, I just think that one, the uniqueness of the product, everybody, you know, wants to have this for their children. It's not something that I think if you are, you know, privileged and you do, and you are one of those who wants to preserve every sweet moment in your child's life, this is something you can avoid. So you can't avoid me.
So do you map like which celebrity is married when aur usko kab bachcha hone wala hai and uske baad like I'm going to like approach them?
I won't.
Abhi she's just announced her pregnancy. I have 6 months to get her. Come on.
So actually I won't deny. I have a brilliant marketing team. You know, they drive me every single morning. When I come to the office, I'm like petrified of even looking at them in the eye, because, you know, they already have this sparkle where they're actually gunning me like, today you have to do this and you'll have to do this content and everything. So they actually, I'm being very fortunate. I have an amazing team that sets targets for me. You know, they say, ma'am, we've heard this, because, you know, they are more on Instagram. Like a lot of people feel I'm commenting, you know, on their Instagram, and I don't even know I've commented, because, you know, the girls are doing a fab job.
I am loving this content, because Shan is saying your team can't do it. Bhavna is saying your team is doing it. So guys, what's the answer?
I just love the conversation. Ma'am, Anushka Sharma is pregnant. Now yeah. What?
Now what?
Today, yeah. This is your target for the next 6 months.
Listen, if it was just that, then that's doing my job. That would have been easy. Their target is that, you know, ma'am, we are all the time posting only your work. Can you do this instead? And that's the bigger challenge for me, because my work I can handle, but sometimes they make me do things which, you know,
you do it effortlessly.
I try.
Style.
I try.
Shan, on the other hand, I have to tell you that getting me out of, you know, literally getting me out for events is a nightmare. And you know that. I know all my friends who are seated here, they also know that. Taking online, offline, do you think people are lazy? There is a behavior change and people don't want to do it. Like, I mean, if I get a request that says 8:30 p.m. or dinner at 10, I'm like, my God, 1.5 hours of sleep is gone. How do you get people to attend offline and commit to attending offline?
So I'll be very honest. I if you know, like my closest friends know me, I'm not a fan of going to events. Okay. I do it because it's work, and I do it for my friends who invite me, and I do it for the people behind it. You forget that I've
I don't know how Shan is doing it, but she knows the whole city. So now she's saying I do it for friends, matlab 365 days of the year are gone.
Shan
is really popular. Hey,
you have to, yeah. So look, I've also grown up in a house where my mom has done events. Simone knows very well for the last how many years. So I've grown up.
Khoon mein hai, tumhare khoon mein hai.
Yeah. So I've grown up after school. It was like I'm here. My event is happening. Come. I've gone in my uniform, sat near the stage. Whole rehearsal is happening. I'm used to that. That was. I mean, it's in my blood, yeah. And to be honest, in those days, there was an event in every 3 months. There was one event. Today, there are six a day.
Sure.
Yeah. Today, there are six a day. So I think for me, I'm also very lazy. And this is me. I wear black and black. You must be knowing this by now. I cannot do it. But if my hair is done and I'm in black and black and I'm dressed for the day, I'll go to as many events as I can. it's the truth. It's the truth.
She is spilling the beans.
Yeah, so it's the truth. But truly, I am very big on offline and human connection. And that's why I built networking now, because I believe, for example, all the girls here in this row are content creators, but even the people that follow them and see them in public will be like, you know, can I get a picture? And I'm so excited to chat with you. And, you know, I loved your reel because you want, it's like Shah Rukh Khan, right? You want to see him in public. Somebody will just maul him when they see him in person because you only watched his movies. And today we have the access of having a hybrid of online and offline. Where I'm concerned, and I run a very different thing because it's networking and getting business. And I truly believe the best networking is done face to face. You can, like, I will actually meet someone and build a warm connection and build a connection with them. And then second and third time, I'll be like, this person's legit. Let me give them some business and they'll give me some. So I think that every industry, it differs. But how, if you ask me about events, I think I've cracked the timing. I won't invite somebody post 8 p.m.
She's saying that because I'm moderating.
Yeah, I know, it's the truth. I think for me, that's like also time spent with friends and family. So my events are usually in the evening. And so we now also do this property called Soundrise, which is music at the park. And first I was like, who's going to come on a Sunday at 8:30 in the morning? Man, it has some 500 people coming. Oh, so wow. I think it's what suits you and your timing. Like Mansi, you would love the morning out of the house. But like, I think that I've cracked that timing, and that's very important in the offline.
You know, when she mentioned offline connection, I am such a huge believer of that because my work totally involves a one-to-one rapport with the people that I've built. So over the years, two decades, the kind of family I have built and the love that I've got is actually only because of offline, because the fact is that I've managed to meet them one-on-one and build a relation. I can see those happy eyes. So I have so many of these girls whose homes I've gone to at odd hours and, you know, done impressions for their children. And we've built a relationship. Now, I may not meet them on a regular level, whether it's socializing with them or at events, but I know every time I see them and we look into each other's eyes, we've gone back to that beautiful time that we have spent with each other. So I'm a huge believer in the human connection because that's really how I built my business. A lot of people have joined, you know, along the journey who have not been my patrons but have followed me and encouraged me on Instagram. So definitely that's a very important family as well, because these are people I've never met. You know, I've never, the only interaction I've had with them is on my social media pages. But the fact still remains is that, you know, I'm a people's person. And for me, even though my, you know, my staff, they're a little unhappy that I micromanage and want to be everywhere and want to take every, you know, child's impression personally myself. But I just believe that doing that has really helped me be where I am today. That connection that I have made with all the people over the years has really landed me this position where I'm able to do this work for two decades and sit with you girls and talk about my work.
The third and the most important question that I'm going to ask, and I think it's for all three of us today, is are we very close to our community, and does the community stand for us? Are we running that risk?
So very honestly, we are very synonymous. Once you put yourself out there, they want to know everything, they want to know more. Now it's really your discretion how much you want to expose yourself in that field. Maybe that is more for, you know, the mom bloggers, because they are putting their children, they are putting, you know, a lot of their family bit over it. With me, maybe little less, because comparatively there's more of work. But all the same, if I'm celebrating an anniversary or it's my doggy's first birthday, it's all there. So we all run the risk of, you know, being overexposed and you know, not everybody is out there who loves you for what you are. Some people watch you very closely because, one, they want to maybe watch you fall, or they want to, you know, maybe not wanting to use the word stalk, but it's all there. And we all know that. So I guess that little discretion of how much we want to put out there, like a lot of actors and actresses say that they don't want their children photographed, and you know, but they, you still have paps running, you know, after, even if they can just get a glimpse of a side profile or a, you know, just a shadow. But yeah, we're all running the risk, because once we put ourselves on our social platform, then I guess it's just something we have to be very careful, Shani, and watchful. Yeah.
So I think the kind of industry I am in is very different to the ones that are content creators and put like all of them. I understand what you're saying. You do run the risk because two things. One, firstly, you give out information you're willing to, but then people just want to always know more, you know. So recently, I read about somebody's marriage not working out. You know, the number of messages that I got saying, why, have you found out why? I'm like, she's not spoken about it. I don't even know the person, but there's a whole community that just wants to know. And that's terrible. You know, wait for the person to talk about it. And then what happens is, as content creators, you feel compelled to give this information even if you don't want to. Like your child is spotted somewhere and they're like, you know, look who I spotted. Even I'm saying, and that's quite creepy if you ask me. I think it has to be a voice. But for me, the best advice I got and I wanted to share is, two years ago, somebody told me saying, Shan, when you're building a community and when you're building a brand, make sure to separate you with what you're building. And I think that is, somebody told me that, and that makes so much sense, because today whatever I do with networking now will always be tomorrow if Shan is not there, what happens with the company? Or, you know, is there something that they can take away from any video I'm creating or any event I'm creating that can work for them even if I'm not saying it or I'm not present? And I think that can work for anyone. It can work for a blogger, it can work for a brand, it can work universally. But again, let me say, the choice is yours. If you're comfortable sharing, go ahead and do it. And just remember that, you know, we do live in a place where people can come and approach you. So even your families, right? Like, I know people stop people's parents, grandparents. That's just how.
No, I'm with you on that one, and I learned that lesson just like you. So I separated, and I realized this is work, this is home, and because I understand the boundaries seem very blurred. So I completely am with you on that one.
But you know, Mansi, I want to tell you something. Despite the fact that you're very conscious and you want to really put very happy content, which you feel that is not threatening anybody and it's not intimidating anybody, and according to you, it's appropriate content that you want to put out there. Yet sometimes when you look at the comments, if 90% of the or 99% of the comments are happy and they're happy for you, there'll be one person who'll put a comment and you're wondering, like, what is going through their minds? I mean, I didn't even in my wildest of imagination think that this would have been turned in that direction, and they are just there to put that one comment, which kind of throws you off balance, like, am I doing the right thing? But no, I just think that you should look at the 99 happy comments which come and maybe block this person, because it again brings a lot of negative energy into your system, which nobody needs. So block, delete, end of story, I guess, and just go ahead with good content.
I always believe, and I've written this, that I think that the hate is in the comments, the love is in the DMs.
Yes.
So stick by it, take what you want, and don't worry about what the world thinks.
So I just wanted to add that, you know, even when you're talking about a founder or somebody running a page, a brand, an influencer, a lifestyle influencer, you know, that for scale, it has to be separate. How many places can Shan be at one time? Every person that's meeting somebody else, I can't possibly be at every meeting.
Look at this. I could have not done this, Shan.
Exactly. So I think the best advice 2 years ago when I met somebody, they were like, but Shan, you're too involved. And for me, I thought I was nurturing the community by being at every meeting, by connecting each person. And then he's like, but what if you want to go from that 1 to 500? So I think, yes, we do run the risk of being too involved as well. But for scale, you should back off and maybe plan better.
100%, you know, my team is going to be so happy if they hear your comment, because they say, see, she said it. You don't have to be everywhere yourself.
All right, ladies, thank you so much.
For parenting tips, celebrity interviews, recipes, conversations with experts, DIYs, and lots more, subscribe to Kidstop Press now.